The chairman of the Ratana Church executive is calling for the return of its own political party rather than continuing to align with Labour. The annual celebration of the church's late founder, Tahu Potiki Wirimu Ratana, is closed to political parties and manuhiri this year as the church grapples with internal arguments. The infighting comes as the church takes stock of the historic alliance, among other take, between Ratana and the Labour Party. Mirjana Johnson has more.
Before the church was formed in 1925, Ratana was a political movement. Church leader Tahu Potiki Wirimu Ratana sought redress for land confiscations and breaches of Te Tiriti o Waitangi, founding his own political party in 1919. The Ratana Independence Party won its first seat in 1932, when Iruera Tirikatani became MP for Southern Māori. However, the next term he ran under Labour and won, after Ratana and the then Labour Party leader Harry Holland formed a strong relationship. As Ratana Church Chief Executive Chairman Harirua Aperahama explains.
I believe that he found that Harry Holland and later Michael Joseph Savage of their times seemed to be more open and empathetic to the demise of our people. One, that both of them were devout Christians.
In 1936, under the leadership of Michael Joseph Savage, Labour cemented its relationship with Ratana at a ceremony at the pā. A number of taonga representing land loss and broken promises were bestowed on the Prime Minister, including a broken watch that Aperahama says was buried with Mr Savage. But the Ratana-Labour alliance has been tested. In the 1960s, the Labour MP for the Western Māori seat, Iriaka Ratana, crossed the floor, saying the government was a failure to her people. Her niece, Tariana Turia, followed in her footsteps in 2004 over the foreshore and seabed.
Those are the only two times that I know that the Ratana leadership, particularly the woman, I might add, who had spoken out and said that Labour was not honouring their obligations and the relationship. Other than that, the heads of the church and the movement have remained loyal to Labour only out of tradition, not out of policy.
Now, Mr. Aperahama says it might be time for Ratana to reinstate its political independence again.
We have lost our grip and our way and our own political legacy, that being the Ratana Independent Party. That should the time come again that the Ratana Independent Party be reinstated so that it is no longer suffocated under the history of Labour and the tendency to silence the Māori voice.
But Te Taiho Aoru MP and great-grandson of Tahu Potiki Wirimu Ratana, Adrian Rudafi, disputes there is any support from followers for breaking away from Labour.
I don't believe that Hariruia Aperahama actually has a mandate to actually even express that, as I think that's a conversation for Ratana to, and the followers of the Ratana faith and Ratana movement to decide on that.
He says the Ratana party first joined Labour because it was difficult for them to have any influence as a minor party. Mr Rudafi is one of four Māori MPs in Labour that have ties with Ratana. He says the historic relationship between his political party, whānau and church is a good one, and he's adamant there will be no Ratana Independence Party.
I'd happily predict that it's not going to happen. We all know how to add up. You need 61 votes in Parliament to pass any piece of legislation.
Followers of the Ratana faith, or Murihu, will take part in a series of wānanga over the next few days, which will include examining the role of the treaty in their constitution and whether there needed to be more of a separation of church and politics. A final church service and hakari, or feast, marking the birthday of Tahu Potiki Wirimu Ratana, will be held on Monday. Mo te hōtaka o te ata, ko Mirjana Johnson, DNA.
And some Labour MPs who have ties to the Ratana Church will attend the annual celebrations on Monday.